Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Girl, let me tell you, this is the one and only Purple Pants badass from the Purple Pants podcast, Bryce Isaiah in the building. One thing's for certain, bitch. Two things for sure. I got that heat. I got that smoke. What you looking for? Okay, baby boy.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
And welcome to this week's episode of the Purple Pants podcast. It's your boy Bryce Isaiah. And what's poppin'? What's been going on? What y'all been doing? What's up? Hey. Well, like I said last week, if you listened to last week's episode, Where Is My Love? I said at the end, I had a special surprise. Actually, I got multiple surprises. This is Christmas. Where is Black Santa? So, first of all, at the Purple Pants podcast, I have my first official guest here. You may know him as the winner of CBS Survivor. You may know him as a public speaker. You may know him as the self-proclaimed horticultural. Or you may know him of the CEO of Beeb. I know him as the annoying friend that I wish I never met. Yes, I am talking about Wendell Danny Glover, Childish Gambino Holland. Okay,
baby boy.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
Yes, well, first of all, welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast Studio. We are honored to have you here.
Thank you very much, baby boy.
We're not gonna be doing this all night, okay? So keep it cute.
All right.
So anyway, before we get to the reason as to why we had Mr. Holland here, y'all know I like to do my church announcements. And so anybody that's been to an African-American church, y'all know they got the church announcements. And even sometimes in the church announcements, they have the prayer list. So what the prayer list is sometimes you just got to wish people well. And so this week on the special, on the special church, on the church announcements, I just want to give a super shout out to Survivor_Will on Twitter. He recently had appendix surgery and he's got to go in for a second surgery. So I just want to make sure us at the Purple Pants podcast, we is sending you nothing but positive vibes. You was going to get through this surgery, Will, and you going to be able to look at your Zaddy calendar all year round. So I just wanted to make sure I got a special shout out to Will. Speedy recovery. Also on the church announcements, you know this Purple Pants podcast is popping off. I can't tell you the countless survivors that have been like reaching out to me. Matt Bischoff, you know, I was talking about, that's how you say his last name, right?
Yeah.
Bischoff.
Okay. He's a good guy.
Yes. So Matt, you know, he listened to my Popeyes review and he gonna send me a video of him dipping his beard in some barbecue sauce. Talk about this, how I like my sauce. Matt is crazy, but it did look good, Matt. Anyway, on the church announcements, I just want to give a shout out to my Kagiyan sister, Jatia. So shout out to Jatia. She's actually going to be on the fall cover of Varies talking about engineer and energy. You know, my girl is a nuclear engineer. But more importantly, you know me, while I was minding my business, you know me at night scrolling through the Twitters, I get a little boom. I'm like, oh, somebody tweeting me. And I look, and it's Jatia. And Jatia tweets, I'm in Manila. First time since CBS Survivor Kagiyan. Totally got called out by my Filipino work colleague. Maybe you'll get the deets on the Purple Pants podcast with Bryce. Ooh, Jatia, you know, you're a nuclear engineer scientist, and you know about the Purple Pants podcast. We had to put you on the church announcements, girl. So that's it for the church announcements, real quick. You know, get that out the way. But Amen. Let's get into the steak and eggs of this podcast. Well, actually, wait. First of all, tonight I'm drinking a little cute, little keeping it healthy. You know, I talked about my meal preps, so obviously I got to keep it healthy. So I'm doing a little Tito's and a little diet lemonade with some blueberries and a strawberry. Looks pretty cute. Are you drinking anything? How has my production team been accommodating you, Mr. Holland, with your drinks tonight?
They're very accommodating. the DIY bring it yourself. I decided to bring a White Claw to this beautiful studio of yours.
Thank you so much. Now, before we get to the steak and eggs, also here, y'all know at the Purple Pants Podcast, I likes to share my beauty secrets with y'all. I likes to go tell y'all what, you know, I told you about the V, you know. Do you ever shave your chest or your underarms, Wendell?
I don't have a lot of hair on my chest.
Okay.
So I just let it grow.
Oh. Okay, so you like the taco meat on your chest. I'm vegan, so no thank you. But, you know, your underarms, you have a, you know, little V, take it right off. But anyway, you guys with acne, oily skin, I have very oily skin. I'm like a super, 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 like, sweaty person when I'm working out, when I'm running. Even sometimes, you know, I'm getting dressed in the summertime, and I just be hot. I'd be like, oh, let me get in the car, let the air conditioner like cool me off, because I just get hot. I have really big pores. And, you know, growing up, I had like acne when I was younger. Shout out to my mom, Barb. Hey, Barb. She used to pop my pimples. I used to lay on her lap and she would pop my pimples. Now, I get this beauty tip from my mom. Again, anybody got African-American mom, you know, one thing about them, they lay their hair down at night. My mom would put her rollers in her hair. She put that little scarf on. But my mom every night used to always put a green mask on. And then when my mom would, like, you know, dig into my skin, we would put this mask on. So, you know, I say, you know what? At the Purple Pants Podcast, if we have a guest coming, let's do some health and wellness. And I don't know if you guys know what Wendell looks like. Ugly. Really big pores, and he's got really oily skin as well too. So I picked up a mask that my mom has been using for ages. It's by Queen Helene. It is a mint julep mask. Now, I don't know where y'all can always get them from, but I always get them from, like, the hood beauty stores. Like, you know, that's where they be at. I think sometimes they're in Target. Maybe you can get them at, like, Walmart, Rite Aid, you know, that type of store. But it is a mint julep mask, and it is to absorb excess oils, extract impurities, and reduce... I can't even see because the Purple Pants Podcast studio a little dark. Let me look at it. Helps minimize the appearance of your pores. So it's really, really great. And, you know, it comes on green. And so I had Wendell and I put on a mask a day because I would try to help him out because, you know, he ugly. So you got to help him out as much as you can. So we put on a mask, tip is you have to spread it on evenly so that it will dry. Wendell did not, so it looks like his face, he has nothing but craters on your face.
Don't do that.
Right. Do you see mine? Like even, like a one mask.
It doesn't look even.
And yours looks even.
Mine looks wonderful.
No, his face looks like Mars. But when you wipe it off, you will definitely feel the tightness of your skin. You guys got oily skin, acne, it helps kind of like dry the pimples up. So I just wanted to, you know, know, you got to look your best here at the Purple Pants Podcast. So anytime I have like an outbreak, I'll clean my face and I will apply my mint julep mask. Or sometimes, you know, you got a hot date coming up. You know, you want to look good for your he, she, penguins out there. You know, try it out. Let me know what you think. So, now that we got that out the way, hold on, let me wet my whistle, y'all, because I'm nervous to tell y'all this big announcement I got. I had a blueberry got stuck in my straw. Hold on. That's not the first time that's happened.
Oh, no.
So, the reason why I asked Wendeezy to come to the Purple Pants Podcast studio is because the response that I got from my Zaddy calendar, you know, whoo, chile, they sold out. I told y'all to get them because they selling like hotcakes. Y'all didn't believe me. They sold out. Because the response has been nothing but love, love, love. And I kept getting these tweets. I kept getting these DMs. I kept getting these knocks at my door. Yes, my neighbor knocking at my door, talk about, what about the ladies? So I wanted to officially announce on this podcast that I am doing the Bryce Isaiah 2020 Hot Girl Summer Calendar Reveal. And who better than to reveal the calendar with
than the snack himself.
Okay.
The snack himself.
Here we go.
None other. Okay. Go on. You, okay, continue on.
I don't know who to say, but me, I'm the snack. But none other than the only two-time,
mm-hmm,
ooh, Bryce Isaiah Zaddy calendar returnee, then Mr. February in the building.
Oh, baby boy.
Oh my God. He don't even know where that reference is. One night we went out in Philly with Julia Carter, and you know, I had a little cocktail, and one of Wendell's friends was getting on my nerves, and I had to put him in his place. Baby boy.
Baby boy, you didn't do that. He was gonna knock you out, baby boy.
That Julia, that's a lie. Anyway, didn't even get to that. And now, ever since then, now all of a sudden, Wendell keeps saying, baby boy.
Baby boy, he was gonna knock you out.
Shout out to Drew B. but yes, so Wendell is here. So I would like to reveal you guys the Bryce Isaiah Hot Girl Summer. So Wendell has not been previewed to who or what or it is in the calendar. So I figured it'd be a fun opportunity. So I actually have brought the calendar with me.
Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. Let me get one of these.
Let me get it on out.
Get one of these.
I'm gonna hand it on over to you.
Oh, look who it is.
So before we, you know, get into this, you gotta remember, you know, guys, we gotta break things down for Wendell. You're a little slow. So this is a audio recording. That's, you know, okay, podcast or audio, because Wendell keeps looking at his iPad that's not on, like, we talking to the iPad.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so it's an audio. So what I'm going to need you to do, and your help, is maybe to describe, you could tell me who it is and describe what they looking like, you know, being as though you are kind of like Survivor's most eligible thot. I mean, Bachelor that's out here. So what better way than to get it popping?
Okay. Well,
oops, sorry.
Shall we look at this this cover?
I mean, it's in your hand.
Okay,
baby boy.
this is a wonderful cover we got here. From the Bryce Isaiah 2020 Hot Girl Summer Calendar. We have none other than one of the most lovely ladies from Ghost Island.
Oh.
The best season ever. We have Miss the wonderful Stephanie Gonzalez.
Oh. Come on, is Stephanie looking like a snack on that cover?
She's looking lovely. She has her, she's in the water. She's in the ocean.
Oh.
Sitting down, got her arms up.
You think she having a hot girl summer?
She's definitely having a hot girl summer. I could tell.
Okay.
I could tell.
Before we go into January, real quick, have you ever taken a hot girl summer photo like that in the water with your legs, you know, with your hands up? No,
maybe? I don't know if I've ever taken a hot girl summer photo like this, but Gonzalez certainly is, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So moving on.
Let's see. Let's open this thing up.
Boom, 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 boom.
What do we have? Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Rachel Ako. Oh. Is that how you pronounce it, Ako?
You asking the wrong person.
Okay, yeah, I can't ask you about pronouncing anything.
Yes.
So, Rachel is lovely. From Millennials Gen X, right?
Come on.
She did her thing.
Near dear to my heart. Because one thing about Rachel that her and I share in common is that she was gone too soon from Survivor.
She was.
Absolutely. You know, she was a early boot. And, you know, the early boots, in my opinion, you know, you probably can't relate.
Yeah, what's that like? D-May.
Bitch. Is that like, you know, I have a thing. When I watch Survivor, truly, the best part of to me, even before I played Survivor, was like the pre-merge. Like, I always liked the pre-merge. I always felt like those characters, I wish, you know, we could see more of them. So I've always had, you know, a thing about that. But, you know, Rachel on her season, she had a fun personality. She was getting it popping. But, you know, at the end of the day, they ended up voting her out due to her, like, you know, her lack of, or I don't think she did that well in the challenge. And it was really hard for me because it was either like her or Aunt Cece that episode. And unfortunately, they chose Rachel. But look at God. You know, you might be an early boot, but come on, God, you on a hot girl summer calendar.
That she is. She, it's hard sometimes, I guess, when you don't get your footing early and you're one of the earlier boots. You're going to have to describe that to me at some point, Bryce. But but as far as this photo is concerned, oh my goodness. I must say Rachel is one of the most beautiful survivors ever, hands down.
So I actually, maybe like a year, 2 years ago, I did an event with Rodney, and she actually came. And, you know, you never give a lady's age, but I mean, she looks like she's 23.
Yeah, she does.
And when she actually told me her age, which you will not get here on the Purple Pants podcast, I was astounded. She, like, I mean, Rachel
24.
Rachel is a snizzack.
Yeah.
She's so fun, so full of life. That's my girl.
So this is Rachel. She's in a white bathing suit.
Oh.
And she has this seductive look on her face. And she has a little of the booty out a little bit. Right? Oh, my baby boy.
Baby girl.
So, yeah, Rachel is beautiful. I think she's like a Maxim something or other. Rachel's lovely.
Rachel is popping.
And she's a great person as well.
Yes, absolutely. A great friend. Anytime I text her, she texts back. So, yeah, that's my girl.
Yes.
So, shout out to her. So, boom.
That's a good January.
Yes, you start your January off right.
Serious.
So, you know, here we go, going into February. This must be a sensitive one for you because you're Mr. February.
I'm Mr. February. Let's see what we have here. Let's see what we have. Oh, baby girl. You have a legend for February. The one and only beautiful, stunning dime that is
Mother
Cerie Fields.
Oh, come on. Oh,
wow. Stunning.
Who let the dogs out? Who? I said. So, y'all already know. If you don't know how I feel about Cerie Fields, it ain't to be played with. I don't play about Cerie Fields. That's my mother. That's the love of my life. The reason why I applied for Survivor is literally because Cerie, she embodies everything that I feel like a Survivor player is, what I wanted my Survivor game to be like. Didn't shape out that way, but I love everything about Cerie. And I was so nervous because when I hit her up to be a part of the Hot Girl Summer Calendar, I was nervous. I'm like, oh my God, is Cerie going to say yes? Like, is she going to say no? Like, I just didn't know. So I was thrilled, you know, when I hit Cerie up, she was like, baby boy, of course. So the one thing that I have to say that, like, will annoy me because I already know how Wendell is when I'm about to say what I'm about to say is, but I have yet.
Baby boy.
I have yet to meet Cerie in person.
Mm. Can I get a...
So, have you met Cerie?
You know, I have met Cerie. I saw her in Vegas. And she is as wonderful in person as she is on TV.
Did you have any messages for Cerie when you met her in Vegas?
I told her that she was your favorite of all time. And all that.
job.
And what she said? Tell me what she said. I what are your
She said who?
Rhonda, bitch.
She said I only. Nah. She said something to the tune of her loving you as well and all of that. So I was happy to meet the legend, the four-time player, mm-hmm. One of the greatest of all time.
Come on, Sabree.
It was great to meet her.
Wait, she was on Panama, Micronesia,
Heroes Villains,
Game Changers.
Okay.
I just was on Kagi for a day.
How many days was she out there?
Bitch. Oh, and that's another thing, because you don't play about my auntie. Not my auntie, my mother. Sabree holds the title of any female player. She has been out on the island for, I believe, it's like 121, 122 days. Okay? That's a legend. And she's February, Black History Month, a true queen. We queen out here at the Purple Pants Podcast.
Yes, she's a true queen.
I mean, well, I could just talk all about Sabree. But, you know, describe what Queen Riri is.
Let me talk about this real quick. The Queen Sabree. She's standing in front of what looks to be some body of water.
Okay.
In front of a fence, in front of a body of water, looking stunning with this blue dress with a florally type pattern on it.
Okay.
She got the beautiful red lipstick on. She's smiling ear to ear like she's looking at you right now, Bryce.
Okay.
That's our girl, Sabree Fields, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
February.
Miss February. Oh, I had chills right now because I've never met her. I've said this now. I feel like the day that I meet her, it needs to be filmed. Like, because first of all, I don't think Sabree knows how extra I am because I probably going to fall out. Like, I don't know where we at, but I'm going to hit the ground.
Ooh.
Whew, Chile. I hope you ready, Sabree.
All right.
So that's Miss February.
Moving on.
Come on. March. Come on.
Ooh, baby girl. What have we here?
Ooh.
March, we have a twofer.
Oh.
We have.
And listen, let me just give this disclaimer right here and right now with the Bryce Isaiah 2020 Hot Girl Calendar. Ain't no drama story here. Ain't no dramas coming from here. Okay? Everybody's reasonable, rational, and classy.
Chile.
But anyway, yes, we got a 2-for-1.
We got a 2-for-1 for March 2020 in the Bryce Isaiah Hot Girl Summer Calendar. We have none other than the beautiful, lovely, talented Andrea Belkey. And the one and only lady who voted out her mother, Sierra Easton, in the building.
Boom. So I love, you got to hit it double time. he literally is racing me to hit that bell, bitch. Okay. But I'm the host.
Okay. My bad.
But so I love Andrea. What can I say about Andrea? I love her, love her, love her, love her, love her, love her. She is such a strong player that I get nervous when I meet her because it's like, I can't say enough good things about her. I have, you know, she is the host of People Now, People's Magazine's talk show that she kills it. She gets to meet people like Tyler Perry.
Mm.
Okay, she gets to meet people like The Rock.
Mm.
Okay, Philly's own Kevin Hart. Okay, she be making the shade rooms with her when the last time she, Jermaine Dupri, when he was talking about female rappers.
Ooh.
And he was saying, like, they just strippers. Everybody's a stripper rapper. That was on the shade room, girl. That hair or urban culture.
Let it out, Bryce.
I get so tongue-tied. So, yes, Andrea is doing her thing. You know, back in the day, she used to host a pen fan forum through people. And it was like an after show where you could talk about the Survivor episodes. And, you know, your boy was one ear. Okay.
Who?
Don't play with yourself. I mean, bitch, don't play with me.
Okay.
So, yes. Do you know Andrea?
I know Andrea, yeah. She is, to me, you see these people on the show and you're like, how would they be in real life? Andrea is one of those people with the same personality, like in real, not the same as the show. In real life, she has an amazing personality. It's like everyone just loves her. She's great to be around. Andrea's awesome. This photo, wonderful. It looks like she's sitting in a park. Got a black bikini top on and some jean shorts. Okay.
That's the hot girl summer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And she has that black hat on.
Yes. And obviously, you know, you can see why I would pair her with Sierra. And I just love, first of all, when we seen Sierra on Blood Versus Water, like, you know, I was like, who this girl folk they mom out? You know? And again, I am a fan of the show. So it's like, you know me, I be on my Instagram, I be on my Twitter. I felt like, you know, when she had her first child, you know, I felt like I was at the baby shower, you know. And so you really get to feel like you grow up. And I've yet to meet Sierra, but I love her so much. And the one thing that I love about the Survivor community is that, like, we have this, like, instantaneous bond. And obviously, you know, when she came back for not only Cambodia, then Game Changers, you know, I just always wanted to wish her well. And you know, she's a mama too, looking like a snack. Okay.
Yes, she is. Okay.
Where you pop them babies out? Cause your body snatched back, Sierra.
Mm-hmm. She's what's she doing? She we have a nice close up of her. Yes. She has a hat on, a nice wicker straw type hat.
Oh.
You have one of those hats, Bryce?
You know I do.
She has some henna going on. She got a henna tattoo.
It's a hot girl stomach.
And a bikini top.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So, you know, March, you know, getting ready for spring. You just never know what's going to pop out. So,
shall we move on? So, shall we move along?
Let's keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving. Ooh, Chile. Oh, my goodness. We have another beautiful, beautiful lady from the best season ever, Ghost Island, ladies and gentlemen. We have the one and only Desiree Efuye, ladies and gentlemen.
Now that's my boo. Boo, 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 boo. So let me tell you a little backstory about Desiree. Oh, stop looking at the photo because Desiree is serving it. First of all, if you don't know who Desiree is, she actually, on Window Season, she was the short hair, blonde. But here's the one thing. I done seen Desiree maybe 4 or 5 times. Every time I seen her, a different look,
sis.
Okay? A new look, a new color, a new cut.
A new shape.
Because she switches it up. You okay? You want braids. You want curly. You want some Remy Yaki. You want some straight.
You want the short.
You want a bob.
You want the long.
You want that window nappy top.
You want a purple.
She switches it up. She's a trendsetter. And she's out here styling for magazines. Go off, Desi. So, you know, the one thing that I would have to say about Desi was I was a little nervous to meet Desiree because, you know, she was on Ghost Island. And, you know, one thing you know about me, Wendell might get on my nerves, but, you know, I am loyal to the team. Don't play. I don't play about my Wendeezy, okay?
You appreciate it.
You cross Wendy, you cross me. So, you know, I'm watching the season, and then I see she don't vote for Wendell. Like, oh my God. I know how I felt about her. But, you know, the summer that your season aired, she came to Philly, and me and Des had a homegirl connection literally from the jump. And ever since then, she's been like the coolest, downest. You ask Des to come somewhere, she's there, no hesitation. You trying to turn up, she's trying to turn up, okay? Me and Des went to, before we went to the pool party, we went to Fat Tuesdays in Philly.
Mm.
Whew. We had more than one of the 100 octanes. Whew. Then we came to like Windows and went to this party, but yeah, but Des is, she's the truth.
A1, solid.
Okay.
Solid. Can we talk about this photo?
I mean, go ahead, because you seem to be staring at
Woo! Chile. Okay, we have Des. It looks like she's in a bed with a friend.
Oh, yeah.
A lady friend. Oh, my goodness, baby boy.
This is a baby girl.
Baby girl. So we got Des is wearing some kind of lingerie.
I believe it's her birthday weekend, and so you know her mom, a couple of girls had a hotel room,
okay,
and you know Des said I'm a put on for my city.
She's killing it. She's killing it.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
Dez is like delicious. Beautiful personality, a hustler, and a trendsetter. Her style is out of this world. I be stalking her Instagram to say what I'm going to wear next season because she be ahead of the gizzy.
Yes, she does.
Yes.
Des London.
Okay. So listen, April, it's April showers. She raining on you hoes, okay? Step your game up.
Yes, she is. Shall we continue on?
I mean, go ahead. Let's get it popping
and see what's going on in May. Oh, Chile! We have a twofer in May.
Oh, another twofer.
Oh my goodness. Oh my word.
Who this be? Who you want to start with?
Oh my goodness. Let's go ahead and start with the one and only Alexis Maxwell.
Well,
from.
Alexis don't get that type of introduction. Alexis is the bitch that voted me out. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. So no, you get it's Alexis.
It's Alexis.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's like you hold on. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1-10-9-8.
Didn't you change it? Didn't you change it to 4-3-2?
I mean,
4-3-2.
Oh, you're right. That's why it's not working.
Told you I listen to your podcast.
You don't. 4-3-2-1. 4-3 because you know I get so hot sometimes. And you know, Alexis and I have come a long, long way. You know, congratulations to you and Evan on your wedding. If I'm invited, Wendell's gonna be my plus one. But you know, Survivor, it takes a toll on you. And you know, I would be, here's a little Ponderosa story. Wendell's so annoying, I can't even look at him. So y'all know me, I got story after story after story. So when you are voted off and you are pre-merged on Survivor, you go to Ponderosa and basically you just get to eat, drink, and do whatever you want. So it gets boring after a while. However, you know me, I was at the bar. I got up every day. I had my breakfast. Okay, I had my bacon. I had my eggs, my scrambled eggs. Julio was making me up. So anyway, that's really it. So what is, and you don't really know about this because you've never been.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What is exciting is like the day somebody gets voted out. Like that's like exciting news because it's like, ooh, somebody new was coming. Mm. So, Kagyan, I had been on Ponderosa longer than I'd like to say. But you know, my routine was I would get up, get my breakfast, I go in my room, I had my air condition on the coldest possible, and I will watch. I got into the series 100. Super good. And mind you, they had like seasons 1 through 5. So I got into all of them. Then in the afternoon, I lay out on the beach, have a cocktail. And yeah, that was it. A bunch of boringness. So, you know, Jatia came, Uncle Cliff came. And so we knew it was getting late in the season. And so, and we would have like a little party at Ponderosa. We would like get dressed up. We would wear, you know, we would just get dressed up instead of being in like a wife beater and some shorts. So here's a little exclusive. Hope I don't get in trouble for this. So when Alexis got voted out, they had said, we were all curious, like, you know, asking like, who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Like, or tell us what tribe. So they wouldn't tell us who it was, but they was like, we will say they are an original Solana. So mind you, I had an outfit on when they said that. My little gay behind pumped right back into my room. Boop, 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 boop. I put my sunglasses on and I had a little straw hat like Sierra. And so, boom, I put my straw hat on. And so, like, Jatia, Garrett, Uncle Cliff, they all looking at me like, because a shift has come over me now. Mm. Like, again, I just got voted out fresh. I haven't seen anyone from my tribe. And again, on my season, Alexis and I were the closest on, like, you know, we just got along the most. We just never talked strategic and, like, we were just on the opposite sides. So, whatever. So they go out to go get the people who they bring them back. So, you know, I hear Uncle Cliff like, "You all right, nephew?" And I'm like, I'm fine. Julio, give me a shot of tequila. So I'm downing these tequilas because I'm like, I don't know who's about to come. And I'm like, at this time at Ponderosa, I've been having like a great time. Like, I've just been chilling, enjoying off from work. You're living in paradise. I lived a dream. And so all of a sudden, these emotions start coming back, and I'm just like, bitch, you went out there. You know, and all I've ever wanted to do is, like, I never wanted to win Survivor. I just wanted to make it to the merge. Like, yeah. I just want to, like, hit this bitch. I just, like, you know, in my dream, when I made it to the merge, I was going to be the one, like, scrambling the eggs, fried. Like, you know, I'd be like, yep. You want your eggs scrambled? Like, you know, that was, like, I just always envisioned that. So that dream was snatched from me. And then, you know, when they said somebody from Solano was coming, I was like, whew. So then, like, you know, bump, 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 bump. The van pulls up, and like, you know, at this point, now no one is focused on who is coming in, because maybe I'm a little bit of a drama queen.
We know.
Like, now I've moved from the bar to like a seat. That's just like, you know, so now everybody is like all eyes on me.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, this is such a horrible story. I was in my emotions. So Alexis comes through the door. And she's like upset. She crying. Like, she's like visibly upset. And so, like, Uncle Cliff, Garrett, and Jatia, they all run over to her. And so that I like stand up. My glasses are still on. My hat's still on. And like, she's like sobbing, because, like, you know, she really did not want to go home. And then she's like, where's Bryce? Because, like, she wants to see me. I'm the only familiar face. And so literally, this is like a movie.
So what did you do?
So, well, here's the thing. So as much as Alexis was hurting, I was hurting too. Like, you know, seeing, like, literally, I don't think at the time when I got voted out, and, you know, I did my epic. First of all, anybody that wants to be on Survivor and you don't prepare for your untimely demise and you want to know how to throw shade at your castmates, watch my exit. Like, when you come off the show, you be like, I thought I could do good. Watch my exit on YouTube, okay? That's how you throw shade, class A plus class level. So I don't think I really processed it, to be honest though. Like, and again, this is something that you would never know how to process because you won your season. So to us normal people, I didn't process it. Like, I put on a good face. I got to Ponderosa. I was living in paradise. Like, you know, Jatia, none of them knew what happened, so I didn't really have to explain my story to them. So to know that, again, the person that I was going up against was Alexis, to know the my closest person to me, really, not Morgan, who people seem to think is, oh, I'm like, why is my face itching? I forgot we got these masks on. I was like, oh my God, this story is really bringing me back. So Alexis walks in. And she, like, you know, Uncle Cliff, you, Jatia, Garrett, they all run over to give her a hug. And she's, like, crying. And she's like, where's Bryce? So I stand up from the chair, you know. Got my floppy hat on. I flip the flop up so she could see it's me in case she don't know it's me. And so when Alexis sees that it's me, she literally runs over to me to give me like a hug. Like, I mean, and it's about 3 feet that she has to run. I mean, she's like so happy to see me. And I have nothing for her. It was like, I like the emotion, like, it was the weirdest thing though. Like, and again, like, I'm not a mean person. I really am not. Like, but she like ran over, was like, Bryce! And like hugged me, and I just gave her one of those hugs where I didn't hug her back.
The shade.
I didn't hug her back. And then like, she just like, I don't know if whether or not she noticed it, because she was just so much of her emotions. And so then they were like, oh, come get something to eat. And then, you know me, the drama queen that I am, you know, I like put my glasses on, and after that, like, I just pumped back to my room. And So I don't think I've ever told you this story. I locked my door.
Drama queen.
I mean, I'm not a drama queen, but like, it just, emotions came back to me. I'm even getting a little emotional now.
I see, because you're drinking that Tito's. Bryce, I can see it in your face.
I mean, yeah, I went back and I locked my door, not thinking anything of it. But But I lock my door. And I'm like, all right, let me take a shower. I want to like forget about everything. You know, take a shower. And I come out of the shower and it's just like, please open the door. I'm like, what is going on? And so like I open the door and it's like the survivor handlers. It's like the Dr. Liza, the psychiatrist. And they're all like, are you okay? We just want to make sure, you know, we want to have a group dinner with Alexis. We want to welcome her back. And I'm like, I'm not eating. I'm good.
Dang.
So, I mean, in retrospect, should I have probably welcomed Alexis with open arms? Yes. But what I was not prepared for was the seeing how upset Alexis was really upset me. Because in that way, I'm just like, bitch, this is how I felt when you voted me out. Like, yeah. It just was like, at the time, I could not have any sympathy for her because I was just so upset. So then, you know, they like are knocking on my door all night. They like bring me dinner. I'm like in my room watching 100. Like, you know, they're just coming in. I'm in the couch. I'm like, you can put it right there. So I know this story a little long. So the next morning, whatever. This was another thing Jatia was good for at Ponderosa. She was good for getting up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and knocking on my door. Bryce! Like the first day, so the first night Jatia got eliminated, you know, we were excited. We had a little party. Then, you know, we had a little party. You know, we was dancing on the bar. Stayed up really, really late. I went to sleep. You know, I didn't go to sleep right away. I watched 100. Anybody didn't watch it? It's like I don't know if it's a CW show, but it's really good. It's on Netflix. Really, really good. I didn't really like the final season. But anyway, so Jatia comes. Popping night, you know. I go back to my room. My air conditioner on full blast. Like, literally, like, ice crystals was forming at my door. I liked it cold. You know, I stay up maybe, like, 5 o'clock in the morning. I go to sleep. All I know, I feel like I close my eyes and it's Jatia. Bryce, are you up? I'm like, huh? So, Jatia started this trend that every morning we would get up and sit on the porch and have, like, conversations. So, the night of the alleged Alexis incident, the next morning, nothing different. Bryce! And so, Jatia is like, you know, Jatia's my friend, so she's like, you know, I understand how you felt, but she like, girl... Baby girl. A bit much. But, you know, but she just... And at that time, like, I'm out there by myself. You know, I'm a young 20 tenderoni. Like, you know, still exploring life. You know, just was... So, Jatia absolutely kind of... And at this point, like, they are... Like, our handlers and all these things. Like, they're nervous because they're like, how should we do the cash trip? Like, you know, they were expecting a lot of conflict. I wasn't giving no conflict. You know, it was just a gay man throwing no shade. So, Jatia really kind of like had a conversation with me and was just like, despite whatever your feelings are, we're a family now. Like, you will forever be connected to her. How you're feeling, she's feeling. How she's feeling, you're feeling. So, I was like, you know what? You right. And so Jatia's like, okay, good, because I talked to Alexis this morning, and I'm about to go get her. So then Alexis came over, and we sat on my porch, and we talked. And, you know, I love Alexis. And we were able to kind of just, like, you know. And the one thing that we both said was that, like, why did we not work together? And she said it to me, and I said it to her. And she was like, you never talk strategic to me. I'm like, bitch, you never talk strategic to me. And so, again, to anyone that's listening that wants to play Survivor, and I think Wendell will agree, you have an inclination. You have, talk.
Yes.
Make it happen. Like, and that is one of my biggest regrets in Survivor, is that, like, I felt like I was like, I don't want to, I just did not want to rock the boat.
Don't be scared. You can't be scared to talk game to people.
Well, can we rewind 3 years?
No, we can't. We can't.
No. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just wish that I had that knowledge to say, like, because it's better to put it out there than, like, hold back and not. Because, obviously, if Alexis and I would have talked, we would have got old Jeffra, girl. We would have had Morgan. And, like, it would have been a different story. But anyway, here nor there. Sorry.
So it's funny you speak about that hug, that first hug, that shady hug that you and Alexis shared when she was voted out. Because a few months ago at our Bryson Wen Present karaoke party, if I'm not mistaken, when she came to the crib, you guys shared quite a different hug.
Yes. I mean, Bryson Wen Presents, you know, when the one I hosted an epic. Where is Bob and Anita so I could slap them? Because this is a slap your mama type of event. Because we showed out for Philly. And, you know, we had a whole bunch of Survivor legends come through. And Alexis was one of them. But this was the first time since I've seen Alexis since our reunion.
Wow.
And so, and Alexis don't come out to events. So I was, like, so excited that she came. And we had a little pre-game situation at Wendell's apartment. And shout out to Darnell, who it wasn't a BYOB, because you know anytime I put my name on something, I make sure I Darnell from Koran, I think. Yeah, yes. Darnell, yeah. Anytime I put my name on something, I make sure I cater. I make sure I, you know, Darnell, you know, I was like, I'm a bring something. So he brought a bottle with tequila.
Yeah.
Okay.
Patron.
And okay, so if you think it's a BYOB, or I guess that's bring your own bottle. So yeah, that's what he thought it was. He thought it was a BYOB, bring your own bottle for yourself, because Darnell killed that bottle of Patron by himself.
He's a big dude.
Okay, yeah, Darnell is a beast. But anyway, Alexis came to Windows Karaoke. A lot of people were hitting me up that day, like, give me directions. And so, like, I didn't really get directions from Alexis. So I was like, I don't know when Alexis is coming. And I don't know, she just showed up. And I was, you know, I don't know what I was doing, but I just, me and Alexis shared an amazing moment. And that's my girl. I'm so excited for her and Evan. And sorry for that long story, but y'all know here at the Purple Pants Podcast, y'all know we go together. We together. So I just have to be open and transparent. And that is something that, like, you know, is sensitive for me. But I have overcome. Come on, God. I'm overcome. I'm on the other side of the mountain. But anyway, who else is on this May with old girl Alexis?
So with Alexis, wait a minute. Alexis is wearing a bikini.
Were you just sniffing the photo?
I was not. What kind of weird?
Don't tell anybody.
Alexis is wearing a bikini, and she's standing in front of a pool, got her hair flowing, looking beautiful. And that's what I got. Now,
oh, okay.
The other person
shampoo
for May.
What type of shampoo she was wearing?
Enough. You are a disgusting, sick individual, Bryce. I would never.
Is that Pert Plus? Not Pert Plus. Herbal essence.
Okay. Okay. This next queen we have for May 2020. The lovely, beautiful, talented, brilliant.
And this one definitely is a baby girl.
Baby girl. She was there.
Yes.
On that evening. Baby girl, the one and only Julia Carter, about to be Dr. Julia Carter.
Come on, Doctor. Julia is my boo.
Melanin pop.
Okay. Boom, boom, boom. One thing that I like about Julia is that she's open, honest, outspoken, respectful, loving, caring.
Smart.
Woke. You is kind.
She gives back. She just had a backpack school drive.
Come on.
Like, they just filled a bunch of backpacks. The Carter Foundation, the Carter Family Foundation.
Come on.
And they were accepting donations. Yes. And they gave away a lot of backpacks.
Julia's amazing. I had the opportunity to meet Julia on multiple times. And we always have a great time. And for that story that I was telling you one night, I was out with Wendell, some people, and one of Wendell's friends tried it, the baby boy.
Baby boy, he was about to knock you out.
Really,
baby boy, Drewby was gonna
really
put you on the ground.
He really wasn't. So they like to hear stories on the podcast. So Wendell's friend Drew, I met Wendell's friend Drew when Wendell was on Ghost Island. We'll get this has to tie into Julia, so just you know, listen.
Keep it brief.
Okay, I am I be talking real short. So when Wendell was having viewing parties for Ghost Island, you know, first of all, you know, a bitch was there showing out, showing support. Drew was there, so I met Drew. So, you know, boom, 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 boom. After, like, Wendell won Survivor, you know, our friendship flourished. And so I didn't see Drew in a while. So then it was like one night, I don't know where he was at. You know, it was, I think, Wendell's best friend, my sis, Joey Hatch, was actually playing. He's a drummer. He was playing for a band. And they had came to a local venue called The Milk Boy in Philadelphia. So, you know, I'm like, oh, let's go. I want to support. You know me, kept it cute. I was just drinking water. Drew was there, and I don't know what happened, but me and Drew just got into like this. Like it was like
I know what happened.
What happened?
Y'all were competing for my friendship because you didn't know that I go back with Drew. Drew's been going to Jamaica with me for years doing the basketball camp, and he didn't know that you were my boy. So I felt like these two fools didn't know that each one of them were my people. You thought Drew was just some random person.
What in the love for Wendell is going on here?
Exactly.
So, okay, so I will agree to that. I did think that maybe Drew was like, I don't know, but you're right. But so who did Drew? So this is tea that I never got. So wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Wait, let me wet my whistle.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I got stuck with a blueberry again. I almost died. Hold on, let me put this straw down.
No, sip it again, actually.
No. So wait, this is tea that I never got. This is exclusive tea. So wait a minute. So who are you telling me that Drew thought that I was?
I don't know.
So I mean,
all I know is you were giving him a lot of static, and he's not one to back down from anybody.
Okay,
because he was about to knock you out. Because he was about to knock you out.
Stop saying that. Am I one to back down from?
You're not. That's okay. Why I knocked you out plenty of times. I almost burnt your house down that one time when I knocked you into the candle at the watch party.
Okay.
But as we were saying.
Anyway. So, yeah. So, Drew and I had gotten to this epic battle. It wasn't nothing serious. It was fun. But, you know, sometimes you gotta let that baby boys know. So, you know, the next day, any of y'all ever have, like, you know, again, we going into something different. But this is the Purple Pants Podcast. So, y'all know when y'all go out, you have, like, a drunk time with your girlfriends. Like, what do you do the next day? You call and rehash. You know, you rehash the event. So, again, me, I'm a laid-back individual. I like to sleep. So, the next day after that event, and also, I may or may not have left
your keys at the venue.
And I had to, well, Wendell thought an idea, because I was like, oh, my God, we got to drive back there. And Wendell was like, I ain't driving back there. You could send an Uber. So, we had to, like, send an Uber to get my keys. But anyway.
Which was a whole other ordeal.
No, and those are lies and accusations because I didn't even. So, anyway, we're not even getting to that at the Purple Pants Podcast. So, anyway, I was chilling. Just drinking water, you know, queening that whole night. So, the next day, FaceTime, it's Wendell. Nobody wants to, like, and he's all bright, telling, but yeah, what are you doing? Mind you, I'm under the covers. Anybody know me? I like to sleep under the covers. So I'm under the covers, like, what? And so he's like, bitch. Because he does this thing where he, like, tries to imitate me, but it sounds nothing like me.
Girl.
Hey, yo, dog, I don't talk. So, like I was saying, the next day, he FaceTimed me, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm asleep. He's like, you want to talk about last night? And I'm like, bitch, what? And he's like, so I don't know, you know, the key gate, all of that other stuff. He's like, you and Drew. I'm like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, he's like, all I know. And then, like, you know, it went from this, like, real, like, what you doing? To, like, all I know is y'all need to make it right. I'm like, okay. So anyway, fast forward months later, I see Drew B out. And we patched things up. Like, you know, fun. And then, you know, I seen him like 2-3 more times. Like, you know, Drew is a published author. Okay? Got
that
a book out.
Yeah.
You know, he has done stand-up
comedy.
Comedy. bitch. Thank you. Okay.
No.
So yeah, like, so Drew is somebody that I absolutely, there's a wealth of knowledge that I could get from Drew. So, you know, we on a, and again, I'm on a road to a better Bryce. So we have it, you know, seriously though, like, you know,
it's a long road.
Whatever.
Highway. 95.
Not a highway.
95.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that. Okay. I don't even know how, I did not think I'd be talking about Drew in this podcast. So anyway, Julia comes into town. And we go to one of Wendell's friends. Nas has an event in Philly. Boom, boom. We at like this, like, I want to say botanical, but I know that just it's just not right.
Botanical. With a P?
Botanical.
Yeah.
But I thought you spell it with a B.
True.
You spell it with a B, but you say it like a P?
No, you say it like a B.
Botanical.
But we aren't at any botanical.
I know. We're at a rooftop, but it gives the illusion of a,
like a field.
Right.
In the sky.
Right. But I, to me, botanical, just say the word.
Botanical.
Botanical.
Like the botanical gardens. But I will describe it.
Let me just get the word right, though. The botanical.
Yes.
Okay. Botanical.
Like botany?
Oh. What's the definition of botany?
I don't know. It's like plant stuff, you know.
Oh.
You're speaking to the horticulturalist right here.
Brooklyn.
No, sir. The jungle boy right here.
Wendell has
the Prince of Wakanda right here.
In his apartment, and all of a sudden, he's a
horticulturalist.
Botanical garden. Anyway. And one of the plants being my housewarming plant to him. Anyway, you know, I don't.
We've digressed. As Bryce was saying, okay. He got in a fight with Drew again, no. Baby boy.
Julia! We need Julia because the night was going great. I don't know what happened. We took a photo. And then anyway, all of a sudden, I just felt like Drew was like coming at me. And then I was like, I don't know where. Because, now mind you, the drinks at this place, they had like a little slushy drink. Shout out to Wendell for buying my drink that night.
What?
Okay.
I bought his drink.
Because listen, well, if not, then I need to go back and pay my tax.
Dang.
No. But the drinks were flowing that night. And I don't know. But all I know is that I just, out of nowhere, me and Drew were having a conversation. And I was like, but baby boy. And so
Drew said, baby boy, I'm not coming at your throat, baby boy. But I will knock you out right now.
That's a lie. But then Drew was like, but why do you keep saying baby boy? But I'm like, but Drew say it. Oh my God. Julie was there. She could describe the whole night. But anyway. Leads me back to every time I link up with Julia, she is an amazing person. And one thing that I admire about Julia is that when I say that she's outspoken in a very professional and profound way. And, you know, sometimes on Survivor, us people of color, like we, sometimes the game is different to us. Like, you know, I feel like my game on Kagyan was a little different. And I felt like she had a unique experience. And she actually wrote a really well article on JuliaCarter.com that kind of like outlines her story. And what I liked about it was it wasn't in a rah, it was, this is my experience. And I have to respect that. And like, you know, I'd appreciate anybody that wants to tell their story. But not only tell their story, but tell their story accurately. Tell it eloquently. Tell it like, you know, get like, I appreciate it. And so, yeah.
I can appreciate like this other side that we don't necessarily always hear. Because as...
You want to get a little closer to the microphone?
As black members of the Survivor community, we do have a different experience.
Right.
And like black people in the reality world have a different experience.
And it doesn't necessarily mean good, bad, indifferent. It's just our experience.
It's different.
Right.
And there aren't black producers. There aren't
right.
many black higher-ups. And so it makes for the telling of our story to be tricky, I'd say. Tricky, sometimes as Black survivors, we don't feel like our story was told properly, and people question that. So Julia, this brilliant woman that's doing amazing things, she spoke out about it, you know, and I have the utmost respect for her. And yeah, and I'm just proud of absolutely. The woman that Julia is.
And when I say, you know, she spoke up about it, but like, you know, and why I admire her so much, because I feel like if it was me, I'd be like, bam, something like, you know, like and so for her to take the time and write a well-written piece. And you know, again, sometimes with the article, some, you know, clickbait, people poke, like, you know what I'm just saying? And it's just important to, like, don't get into that. Read as to, like, what she's saying, her story. I think that it's important. It's important. So, you know, kudos to my girl, Julia Carter. You better be in them books, girl. Okay.
Okay.
So come
on. Should we talk about the photo?
Oh, yeah, yes. Come on, because you so eloquently described Alexis.
So let me go ahead and talk about the queen, Miss Julia Carter.
Ooh.
She is looking lovely. Her hair is laid. Her hair is laid long down her back. She has a red swimsuit on.
Ooh.
She is in front of the water, and she is looking lovely.
Yes.
And her melanin is
Pop it. Come on, God.
Yes. A true queen right there, Julia Carter.
So those April showers, they bring you May flowers in the form of some melanin and some hair. So, oof, the ladies look amazing. Yes.
They both got a lot of hair.
Yes. So come on, let's go right on into June.
Right on into June. What do we...
Who we have here? Ooh,
Chile.
Y'all see what I mean? Still my verbiage.
I don't know.
Who that is?
Who?
Who that woman?
For June 2020, we have none other than the one and only winner of Korong.
How you say that? It's Korong.
Korong. Because you were Korong by saying Korong. It's Korong. The one and only winner of Korong, the one and only Michelle Fitzgerald, ladies and gentlemen.
And but correct me if I'm wrong, that was Brains Brown Beauty 2.
That is correct.
Okay, and I was a part of Brain Bron Beauty Orig. I was an original beauty.
But you have none of the above. None of the above.
I was on the beauty tribe like my fellow beauty sister, Michelle Fitzgerald. Shout out to Michelle. She just actually was in Philly for our poker tournament.
Yes, one night in Philadelphia, yes. All in.
We are raising money for
our trip to South Africa, the Naledi Christian Academy. We were raising money. We raised a lot of money at that event, and it went directly to the Naledi Christian Academy, which we will be going to South Africa to compete against other U.S. survivors and South African survivors, all to raise money for this school out there.
So excited. And speaking of that, can we book our shots next week?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, we got to get our shots.
We got to get our shots.
You know, I won't go to South Africa, but I don't want to come back with no yellow river.
No yellow rivers. We are coming back with any yellow river.
So.
It's not about that, though. It is about this.
Come on.
This lady right here, Michelle Fitzgerald.
Yes. So, absolute stunning person. I've had the pleasure of meeting Michelle on several occasions, and you know, we always share, you know, we beauty sisters, and it was just so good to it was good to kick it with Michelle in Philly. And it was so funny because the first couple of times I met Michelle, I felt like we were at like really, really big events. And our Philly event was very intimate, you know, the fans up close and personal. And You know, I just didn't realize how Jersey Michelle was. Like, you know, she pulled up with her her leopard tube top, dressed with her sneakers. I was like, okay, Michelle. And so she was so much fun. So, yes, I couldn't, you know, Michelle in the building. Michelle
in the building.
Do you got your Fitzgerald? Do you got your Fitzgerald? Okay.
Michelle in the building.
Okay. Y'all see how he happy, my bitch. Cause it's Fitzgerald. Okay. Come on. Okay, I heard that harmony.
Okay. So, Michelle Fitzgerald, you know, she is so lovely in this photo, but in real life, like, her personality is what does it. Am I right?
It really is. She's super nice, super cute, super fun.
All of that.
But let's describe the photo.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk. You know, yeah.
Again, mm-hmm. Wendell is still looking at
Let's talk about this.
Like, we are filming. This is
let's
audio.
Talk about the photo. Michelle is in the middle of the ocean.
Ooh.
Crystal clear water.
Ooh.
That water looks drinkable.
Ooh.
Bryce. Okay. Okay, that water looks drinkable.
Ooh.
She's in the ocean. She is glowing.
Oh.
Tan.
Oh.
Tan lines.
Oh.
She has a strapless top on. And yes, she's giving lots of,
yes.
She's serving lots of face. Am I right? Am I right?
Oh my God.
Yes.
I felt like, y'all, he YouTubed and Google gay slang for this podcast.
Yes. Yes.
He just was a little too hype with certain things right now. If y'all could only see his face. But yes, I agree. Michelle is giving me life. Bring me into June. Okay.
Yes. Michelle Fitzgerald, ladies and gentlemen.
So what's after June? January, February, March,
April.
Here you go. So let me just be quiet.
Go ahead. I'm with you.
Okay. Where was that?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July.
Now, hold on. Because this is my bitch. Not, you know. Sometimes, you know, let me just break some slang down for your gay community. You know, sometimes we turn a negative to positive. We turn it to a very endearing term. So when you say somebody is my bitch, you know, that's my girl. That's my homegirl. So tell me who Miss Drew,
you want to talk about Miss Junie? Is that what you're about to say?
Miss July. Come on.
The one and only.
Oh.
Lovely.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Oh.
Talented.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Lovely.
Keeps it real.
Keeps it really real.
Don't play.
Don't play with nobody.
Challenge beast.
Challenge beast.
Woke.
Woke.
Together.
Together.
Oh, do your own ad lib.
Do your. Yes.
Who is it?
The one and only Miss Sharia Lloyd, yes! Ladies and gentlemen.
Sharia from China. So, it's so funny because when I started off my Survivor career, I started off with China. But, like I said, early boots, even though Sharia ain't really an early boot, but Sharia went out there, she wasn't playing, okay? She kind of, like, you know, maybe ruffled a little feathers while she was out there. She just was understood. And, like, you know, in her season in China, they was like, they didn't really know how to take her. But when it came down to the challenge,
okay, baby girl.
When she got onto the challenge, they was like, oh, okay, she's a keeper. And after, like, she started winning the challenges, she quickly adapted to her social game. And I just remember watching her, just like, oh,
whoo.
And again, me being a young gay lad at the time, you know, I idolized, like, strong black women. So it was like to see her on the screen, like, killing the challenges, it's just amazing. And then to come full circle and to actually, like, call Sharia a friend. Like, I even go far to say sister. Like, she's been nothing but supportive. She shows love. And I mean, I just, you know, it's not a hot girl summer if my girl Sharia ain't out here representing July.
Look at Sharia. Look at her.
Oh.
Looking lovely.
Oh.
We have Sharia. She's probably kicking it by a pool.
Okay.
She's chilling in
the July. Why you think we chose her for July?
That's a good question.
You know, she laying out on her American flag.
Oh, yes, I see.
Chalet.
Baby boy.
And, you know, although Sharia is extremely successful in Atlanta, you know, and her job and her company, and she has to travel a lot. She works in the education field. She comes to different, like, school districts. And so we were blessed to have her. She was assigned, like, Philadelphia. So she would fly into Philly. And so it was so much fun because she got to come into Philly and got to meet Wendell, I hang out. And it was so funny because, like, she came in one, it was like a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she came in like, I'm in Philly. What's that? What's popping? And we like, girl, it's a Tuesday. It's nothing really open. And she like, well, I mean, I want to hang out with y'all. And so I live in a very affluent area of Philadelphia. Wendell lives in, you know, a up and coming area.
The hood.
So, you know, one side of the street where Wendell live is nice. The other side of the street, you know, it's a little
hood.
So Sharia came into Philly and, you know, it was like 10 o'clock. We like, well, it's nothing really open. And I'm like, well, you know, it's a hood spot around the corner. Anybody that's listening from Philly, if you ever heard of the Five Point.
Ooh.
So Sharia was like, let's go. And we went and had a good old time. And child, they was playing Lil' Kim. Oh, you want to rumble with that beat,
huh?
Throw a hat on the whole family. Dressed in
all black like the Omen.
So sick. Anyway, so his window is so annoying. So we just had a good time. Sharia is a real one. So it's not a hot girl summer unless my girl
Sharia is
out here.
The building.
Shout out to you, boo.
Look at her, man. Braided up.
Come on, got
yellow kisses. Swimsuit.
Listen, she looking to the left because she hear you talking. Yeah, she don't even want to She know.
No, she's looking at me. I'm sitting to the left. She's looking right at me, looking beautiful. I love Sharia because she's always supporting. Whatever we do, she's in support. She looks out.
Absolutely.
She's wonderful.
A real one.
She's
and
a real one.
That is the amazing thing about this Survivor community is that, like, you know, not everyone is, you know, real and genuine. But when you come across those people that you connect with that you would never have the opportunity to connect with, and like, my calendar is filled with that because it's just like the connections that I have with these ladies and the fact that they're willing to be in my calendar is I'm honored. You know, me, little old me from Cagayan, never to be seen again.
Only less than 9 days.
No, I lasted 12. Let's be cute.
I'm sorry. I know your math is a little off.
No, but keep it cute.
I'll keep it cute. What I will say about the Survivor community and the Survivor family is I've learned that it is what you make of it. It is what you put into it.
Oh.
And as far as like,
why are you looking at me when you say that though?
Nah, I'm because this is a genuine moment, man. Like as a fan, which I still am, it's like I want to do everything and I want to go everywhere and I just want to meet all these folks.
And that is the misconception that I feel like people don't really get to see about you. Like I don't, to be honest, I don't even know what people think of you. But what I do know is that like, I don't think, and you know, bitch, maybe this little bombshell will drop on the Purple Pants podcast, but I don't think that people really know how much of a Survivor nerd. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean like, I don't think that they realize like how much of Survivor is your life. And I don't know if it's because you just come off so cool and, you know, allegedly cool, but like, you know, you really are into the, you know, you about that life.
Let's keep it real. So I love the Survivor community. Uh-huh. Since I started watching, right, I've loved the show.
Right.
So, and then I was fortunate enough to become a member of this community.
Right.
And that's why I'm so geeked when I meet everybody.
I know. It's, you know.
Except for you.
Well, you know, since you did bring that up, and y'all know this is the Purple Pants Podcast, and I only have to be real. So, you know, I'm from Philly. Wendell from Philly. You know, he hitting up all the, you know, after, you know, he was on his season, you know, he hitting up all these people. Like, you know, hey, you know, welcome to the, you know, and here I am in the city. And I don't even get you know, I had to hear through the grapevine, cause you know my people's out here. They said somebody is going to be on the next season. They from Philly. I said, Who said that? yeah, laugh cause you uncomfortable.
No. No, yes. Cause I'm just listening to the lies you're about to tell.
I'm not telling any lies.
Uh-huh.
And from the second that I was told somebody was on, like, you know, in my city, I looked you up. I said, oh, they sent me a friend request. Okay. And, you know, I sent you a message and we've never not talked since then. But my question is, why you hitting up the, so you don't consider me a legend? I'm not a legend.
Oh, is that the question you want to ask right now? Is that the door you want to open right now? Okay. We can move on to August, or we can go down this rabbit hole, because
all I'm saying is I'm in your city.
You in my city, Bryce.
No, I mean, technically you're in my city, but
Bryce, that's right, because you're older than me.
No doubt that.
No. This is the production team coming in. We have to just confirm that that is an inaccurate statement.
Thank you, Phil.
No problem.
Yeah, no. For sure, Wendell is definitely older than me. No, I don't even like that, because then they're going to think that I'm lying. No, you're older than me. We are actually Pisces, which is weird. We are Pisces. We're the fish sign. But anyway, that was just, you know.
Yeah, Bryce, man. I love you, Death. You were on 10 seasons before me. I love you. Now, what I was
saying, you might
ask how this friendship or whatever it is happened between me and Bryce. Well, he stalked me long enough. I gave in, and now I got a best friend that I can't stand.
That's a lie. But yeah. But anyway, it doesn't matter, I guess. But yeah, you know, I did have to hit him up. Like, what's poppin'?
Yeah.
But the second I hit him up, bitch, he was like, what's up?
Nah.
But,
so nah, for real, and I'ma say this, and I'ma put it to bed.
Okay.
Bryce is a solid dude.
Oh.
And I was throwing a watch party. It was like the second week. And I was going to throw it in Manayunk in Philadelphia.
You're telling the story.
And I had a location. And then all of a sudden there was a blizzard.
Blizzard.
So I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to watch it in Villanova at my parents' crib. Solo. Me, my mom, my big sister, maybe Joey. Right? So my little squad was in there.
A blizzard, y'all.
A blizzard.
Like, we got like 6 inches.
A blizzard. So I'm like, you know, Bryce, you know, watch parties off. Don't pull up. Whatever. Tell me why at like 8:01 I get a call like, I'm in front of your house, I think. This is my first time meeting this dude. He actually drove to my house in a blizzard. And I'm like, you know what? This is a solid dude. I appreciate someone like that. So that's one of the reasons why Bryce is my guy. Aside from the fact that I can't stand him. But yeah.
Oh, look at that story.
All right. Now you a little misty eyed. Now let's continue on. No more gushy mushy, none of that.
So I am getting a little misty eyed, but I'm getting a little green from this mint julep,
man.
On my shirt.
When are we supposed to take this mint julep mask off?
After the podcast, but you're gonna see,
okay,
your pores will be, you'll probably look presentable.
Yeah. Well, I know you're trying to take some years off. They say black don't crack, but you, on the other hand. All right, let's go.
4, 3, 2, 1. So, we got Sharia.
Sharia Lloyd.
July.
Let's move on to August. What have we?
Oh.
Baby girl. August 2020, ladies and gentlemen, is another twofer. We have the one and only Jessica Figueroa, aka Figgy.
That's my boo.
Figgy's phenomenal. Then we have the one and only Sierra Dawn Engler.
Oh,
hey, baby girl.
I have to fight, okay? Because before there was an Underwood.
There
was a Joey Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But shout out to my girl.
How are we going to get started?
I mean, I don't even know, because it's like I love both of these girls so much, which is why I wanted to put them together for August, because it's like you got Inja Summer with a bang. And actually, you know, we recording this on the last day of August.
True indeed.
Chillay.
Let's start with Sierra Dawn.
Oh, Sierra Dawn. First of all, she's a two-time player, so I don't even play that. She is a challenge beast. You know, if you guys don't know, in her real life, she is not only a model, but she is, I don't know whether or not, like, I know that she, like, breeds horse, she rides horse, she is a, like, champion rider, she don't play no games, and she's, like, extremely tall. I come from a family of nothing but tall women, so it's like, when I see a naturally tall, I just, whoo. And so I've had so many fun nights out with Sierra, and she's nothing but, you know, mind you, she's literally saved on my phone as mother bitch. So like, you will just already know. And so she was one of the ones that I was like nervous again. All of the women that I was nervous to hit up, just because this is a random idea, and you know, just of the success of the Zaddy calendar, you know, I just wanted to make sure I got something for my fellas, and you know, and for some of my ladies, you know, I just wanted to make sure I got y'all covered. So I just, you know, hitting everybody up, I was nervous. So I hit her up, and she responded back like, "What's up?" She didn't do a baby boy. She hit me up. You know, she's with Joe Ingram now. They're like a power couple in Survivor.
They're going to get married soon, baby boy.
We might
have they're going to have some baby.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. So yeah, and I met Sierra at Hearts, and she was amazing. Actually, I met her before that, but sorry at Hearts, she was awesome. Yeah. Her and Joe Amazing were kissing each other all over the place. But yeah, she's awesome. She's like tall. Like,
yes, I love it.
6'10".
Come on, don't do that.
6'10". And then
who we got?
The one and only lovely from Millennials Gen X.
Come on.
Figgy, ladies and gentlemen. Baby girl.
Badu Buddha. Baby Badu Buddha. Badu Buddha. You got my heart going. Badu Buddha. I say that because when I first met Figgy, she was Buddha. Buddha. We won't even mention
Whoopsie.
Name. Okay. We team girlfriend over here.
Over here.
So, you know, she booed up. And then it's like, you know, on her season, I didn't know what to make of her, because it's like, you know, she's booed up. Baby Badu booed up. And then she gets into an epic fight with Michaela.
Oh.
So I was like, I don't know how to, you know, but you know, life after Survivor, you know, you get to meet these people and you get to like genuinely see what they about. They love, they charismatic. You know, she is a model.
Yes, she is. Athletic.
Okay. I want to say for Wilhelmina.
Woo.
Okay. She getting them coins. Yes. She don't play.
Yes, she don't.
Yes, she don't. But yeah, no. Figgy's so dope. Always down to have a good time. I met her several times, and I was so nervous to hit her up, cause like, you know, again, these are like established people, and here I is like, can I have some porridge? And everyone just shows, you know, they were so excited for this idea. But I love me some Figgy.
Yeah, Figgy's dope. A wonderful photo of her in her athletic gear.
Ooh.
Like she's about to run a 400 meter sprint.
Who you think will win, you or Figgy?
At what?
400 sprint. I mean the 300 meter dash.
I know if I was racing you, I'd win it.
And, no, first of all, wait a minute. Let's just be
baby
clear.
Baby boy.
Okay, the two things that I played in high school was soccer.
I beat you at that.
That's a lie. And Trizak. Okay.
You a lie.
No.
What was your event, baby boy? What was your event, baby boy?
Okay, we're not even going into that. Because this is the Hot Girl Summer calendar.
Fair enough.
But, so who will win? You or Figgy?
I think
Figgy would dust.
Baby boy. As long as we know that I will beat you.
Okay.
So that's for August.
That's August. Come on, bring me into...
The next month is September.
September, thank you, because I was about to say July.
Oh, let's see what we have, that's baby.
Those.
Oh!
See, you... Hold on, Steven.
This is Steven, the producer. You are now getting to witness the nerdom of Wendell Holland. Come out.
No, that is my boo thing.
Exhibit A.
That's my boo, baby boy. I was waiting for my boo to appear. Oh, my goodness. We're not even going to start with my boo, but we have another twofer.
Oh, well, listen. Well, first of all, these are both my boos. Oh. One is a more newer boo, but the other one, oh, so just break it on down. Who's back to school?
We're going to start September 2020 with the one and only Gabby from David vs. Goliath.
Who is a friend of the show. Yes, Gabby gets into it.
Yes.
She is watching Euphoria, and she texted me yesterday and said that she is doing the slow stroll, and so she's scared to listen to the next Purple Pants podcast because she doesn't know whether or not we're going to spoil it. And you may know her as Gabby from David vs. Goliath. I know her as Gabrielle Union. When I first seen Gabby, you know, I'm like, who is this girl crying all the time?
Ooh.
Wipe your tears. Mary J. Blige, no more drama. Okay? But after I got to see, you know, she was with Christian Ubecki. And if Christian, you listen, I still need you to do my taxes. So just call me Christian. But, you know, she was aligned with Christian. And then, you know, on her season, she went, you know, she tried to make a move. It didn't work out for her. Mm-mm. But I had respect for her because it's like, you know what? You tried to step out on your own. And I was like, whoo. And then I'll never forget. It was like the finals of David vs. Goliath. And I don't know if Davey had FaceTimed me, but it was like Davey. Who was the other guy on that season?
Nick?
Not Nick. The writer. Older Cole.
Mike.
Mike White. It was like him, Mike White, V, Davey. And so I had like just recorded a podcast with Rob, and I like called Gabby like Gabrielle Union. And obviously everything that I say is meant in light heart, fun, love. But you know, sometimes people don't take it that way. So I was nervous. And so like me and Gabby it was B called me, and Gabby picked up the phone and was like, hello, it's Gabrielle Union. But I love Gabby. She's so much fun. She's so much energy. She's so beautiful. And yes, we love you here. You know, you are a friend of the show at the Purple Pants Podcast.
Yes, Gabby is a solid individual. Always fun to be around. Hilarious.
Yes, she pulled up to the Bryson Wynn Presents karaoke party and was epic. Davey had lost. Davey came with a microphone to the Price of Wimp Presents. And I don't know how at the end Davey lost it, but Gabby was on a mission to find it, and she found it. Okay, that's my boo. Who we got next?
Well, can I just say what she's wearing?
Oh yes, describe the photo.
Because she is looking extra lovely in this one. She has a white strapless top and a floral red bottom, and she has a bucket hat on. Yeah, she looks great. She's chilling on a boat. Now
chilling on a boat.
Chilling on a boat.
Chilling on a boat.
Chilling on a boat.
Is you chilling on a boat or no?
Chilling on a boat.
Is you chilling on a boat or no?
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 Okay, you know it's. Anyway.
All right, let's continue on. We finally, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the podcast where we finally made it to Wendell's boo.
Oh.
The one and only. Lovely.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Talented.
Jesus.
Brilliant. Smart.
Oh.
LA living.
Oh.
Living her best life.
Ooh.
Long, flowy, beautiful, dark hair.
She ready?
Big, beautiful smile.
Come on, God.
Sometimes wears glasses.
Emily!
The one and only.
Patty!
Lovely.
Ooh.
Hannah Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my word. The Look legend. At her.
Whoo.
Oh, my goodness. What can I say about her? Only good things.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go to L.A., I have to see her.
Aw.
Because I love her.
She's amazing.
It's
love
my boo.
Hannah.
Hannah.
And my head. So, Hannah and I are getting to know each other, you know. But in my head, like, you know, we good girlfriends. So I'm like, hey, Hannah Banana. Like, you know, that would be my nickname for her. Like, Hannah Banana. But that's my girl. She looks amazing. She was the co-runner-up of her season, Millennials versus Gen X. We got, this calendar is full of Gen X's.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, moving right along. Let's keep it going.
Love you, Hannah. Moving right along.
Oh. Oh,
what's after September, my friend?
Notorious.
Not November. No. However, October.
Oh.
And the love. Oh, we have another twofer.
With no drama. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh.
No drama, baby.
Okay.
Boy.
What did I say? This podcast is sponsored by Mary J. Blige. No more drama in my life. I don't wanna.
No more pain.
Cause I'm tired.
No more rain.
No more rain. No more rain.
No more drama.
I'm so tired of this life.
All right, enough, Bryce.
No.
They're tired of your voice.
Okay, sorry. I was about to listen.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Auntie Mary.
We know you're a recording artist, Bryce. But you're not a singer, Bryce.
He's trying me.
Okay.
Okay. Because listen, I get this. I'm excited for this one because this one is a.
We have a good mix here.
Four, three,
it's
two,
like.
One. Four, three, two.
We have
one.
The.
4-3-2-1.
We have. Oh. A survivor legend.
Oh. Oh.
And we have a newer survivor beast.
Also, what you don't know is
Uh-oh.
My stepdaughter. We'll get into that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, come on, God.
From.
Come on, Jesus.
We have the pair from
okay.
The Edge of Extinction.
Oh.
Kelly Wentworth and Lauren O'Connell, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get a bing? Can I get a ding? Can I get a ring? Can I?
Oh, wait. How you get a ding? Where they at? Hold on. Wait. But listen. So, y'all know I stand for a Kelly Wentworth. And first of all, y'all need to be spelling her name right. Two E's. Okay? But I live for Kelly Wentworth because, number one, she gives me hope. In a desperate place because she was a pre-merge boot that came back and kicked mother who Corinka.
If okay. I'm not mistaken, I think she idled out Andrew Savage.
Okay.
And
she's a savage. And not only she, her dad is Dale. The original freakiest freak. Okay? So it ain't even nothing to be said. I stand for Kelly Wentworth. That's my boo. Okay.
Baby girl.
Baby girl.
Baby girl.
And then also, we got Lauren O'Connell. And if y'all don't know, you know me and her dad have a pizza shop together.
Hey.
Bryce and Joey's Pizza. And I am Lauren's stepmom. So, of course, I gotta have them together. So, yes. You got October with my babies, my baby girls.
Baby girls. Both of them looking beautiful as always. What can I say about
it? It's nothing you can say because it's done.
Done.
Yeah, let's move it on. What we got next?
Go ahead and sing your little song.
Oh, I don't know.
After October is.
No. November. Wait, is that a Wyclef song? Wait.
Gone till November.
Someone please tell. Uh-oh, no, that's 911. That's Wyclef 911.
Gone till November.
How does it go?
I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone
to November. Oh, okay, yeah.
You tell my girl, I'll be gone till November.
Someone please call 911, because that's the Y Club song I know.
Oh, man.
Who we?
We have... Who is probably the most beautiful survivor ever.
I'm the church choir in the background.
For November, we have none other than the stunning Desi Williams. Hey! Desi Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
That's my boo.
Oh my goodness. She
That's
is
my boo.
Killing the game in this photo.
That's my boo.
Yes. What can we say about Desi?
That's my boo. She killed it. Heroes, hustlers, or heroes, healers, hustlers.
Yes.
She did her thing.
Yes.
And one thing that I admire about Desi in that season is that, first of all, friend of the show, Joe Minna, was popping Joe. They were enemies at first, and Desi had a decision in that season to, like, do I get voted out or do I work with somebody that I don't want to work with? Mm-hmm. And she turned it around. I could take a play out of her book.
Should've.
And you know, she did it. And so she killed it. She was, I just, you know, I love everything about Desi. She is a physical therapist. She was, I want to say,
she's a doctor of physical therapy.
Doctor.
She was Miss Virginia.
Virginia.
She's everything, man.
And she actually
Hampton University alum.
The real HU, so Ooh. They say. So they say. She is. We also have the pleasure. She is going to South Africa with
yes,
us.
Yes, she will be there.
You know, to support the
charity, the Nalady Christian Academy.
So, yes, we're excited. That's my girl.
We need her out there because she's a challenge beast.
Well, yes. I mean, y'all need some competition. I can't be the only challenge beast out there. Check my challenge.
Yawn.
Check my first challenge. I climbed up the ladder.
You climbed a ladder?
I climbed up the ladder.
Baby boy, you didn't climb up a ladder, baby boy.
Okay. I was up the ladder. So, yes.
So about this photo of the lovely Miss Desi Williams,
the jet setter.
She first and foremost, this is about the most poppinest melanin I've ever seen, baby boy.
Oh,
she has her abs out.
Oh,
she's on a boat.
Oh,
living her best life.
I'm living my best life.
Ain't going back. I'm living my best life.
Yes.
Yes.
We love you, Desi.
On a boat in an exotic location, killing them, killing the game.
Come on, queening.
The queen.
So, oh my God. After November, it comes December.
December.
Who we ho? It's December time. You might be chilly at home,
but she's gonna heat it up.
She's gonna heat it up. So, I mean, I can't even let Wendell introduce this one. So, she, Survivor Africa. Okay? Her personality stuck out like nothing you never seen. She's loving. Caring.
Kind.
And she puts the definition that age ain't nothing but a number. Because in this photo right here,
she's killing a gang.
And who is she?
The one and only Teresa T-Bird Cooper, ladies and gentlemen.
T-Bird, another friend to the show, after the first episode aired, she called me and gave me nothing but the kindest, warmest love. The first time I met T-Bird, I think, was with you when we went to Davey's premiere party. She pulled up with her husband and was just down for the cause.
It
was a great time. And also, a friend of our HAP family, she has her segment with Rob talking with T-Bird. And another great interview, if you've not listened to, Rob T-Bird and Sean Rector.
Yes.
They had a phenomenal interview that I think everyone should listen to. So, yes, we ended out on December with T-Bird. But wait a minute. Is that all on the calendar? Do we enter that December?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Can I just say a couple things about the lovely T-Bird? My goodness. I need to say, first and foremost, this photo is stunning. Mm-hmm. T-Bird, well, every time we see her, she comes with the beauty, but the energy and the personality. Such a great member of the Survivor family. This photo, she has a bikini on. Ooh. She has a glass of wine. Ooh. She's another one with another hat on.
Ooh.
And she's on a beach killing them. Killing.
That's like the hat that when me and Alexis had that. That's like the exact same hat.
Okay. From the Alexis incident. Yeah, T-Bird's killing the game. She pulled up on us at that, what was it, Davey's premiere watch party.
In Atlanta.
That's the Survivor family, man. Right.
They show out.
Support.
Always show love. And it's like
came out.
The best thing. Her and her husband, so cool.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so that's December. What's December. That's it, huh?
I don't know. You know, here at the Purple Pants Podcast, it ain't a 12-month year.
Oh, we have. Ooh,
I got you covered.
I feel another page.
Oh, baby boy.
Baby boy, what are you doing? After what comes after December? It is January 2021. Oh, look who it is.
And no calendar cannot be complete without this outspoken, sassy, tell it like it is, cuss you out. If you on the jury, or no, if you in the final two,
woo,
or three.
Three.
And she on the jury.
Jury.
She gonna let you know.
She gonna let you know, baby boy.
Who is it, Wendy Z?
We have the lovely...
Ooh.
Super fit.
Oh.
Big smile.
Oh.
Talented.
Okay.
Has her own podcast.
Come on, guys.
Talks a lot of ish.
Oh.
Tell it how it is.
Oh.
Corinne Kaplan, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get a bell? There she is.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
My boo. I just remember watching her when I feel like she was on, what was it? Caramone. I just remember like she was like sitting out. I just remember she sat on the dock and I forget she was just like, she's and the gays love me. I was like, who is that?
Ooh.
I was like, but Corinne is hilarious, outspoken.
Yep.
Cuss you out.
Yes, she will. She'll let you know.
She'll let you know. But again, I've never had that experience with Corinne. I've only had loving, warm, kind Corinne. Like, that's my boo. So I was like really nervous about hitting her up about it, but she was super into it. She had her idea, like, just let me look at this photo. Let me call Eliza and see what Eliza say. So yes, it is amazing. And you know, I was overwhelmed by the response of the people that I reached out to that, you know, it ain't over. You know, my calendar, you know, if you got kids at home, you need the list. You know, well, first of all, that's January 2021. So I got you covered. Boom.
She's wearing.
Yes. Describe the photo.
A little pink top.
Oh.
Some very tight black pants.
I feel like you own a pair or two of those, Wendell.
Listen here, Bryce. I'm out of here. And yes, she's outside somewhere. I know she's in, I believe she lives in Denver now.
Yes, she has relocated.
She has relocated. But yeah, she's looking lovely in this photo.
Whoo! Come on, guys.
Whoo!
And you know, no calendar of the Bryce Isaiah 2020. It's a hot girl summer calendar. It's complete. You got the kids at home. You need the list. Emergency contacts. You need the doctor's number. Okay. You on the back page, who we got holding up the end? Who we got back?
You know, spicy.
Mm.
This lady is spicy. Some might call her a villain.
Ooh.
Some might say she has, she tells it how it is.
Okay.
We have the one and only.
Oh.
Lovely.
Yes.
Abby Maria, ladies and gentlemen. Abby Maria. Can I get a...
I love, 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 love Abby, and I just feel like I love her mom even more. Y'all know me. I loved the loved ones visit, and to be able to watch Abby and her mom two times is amazing. Abby is one of the kindest souls ever. When I had to fly out to LA to do my exit interview, you know, early on in my season, Abby hit me up and was like, hey, like, stop by and see me. So I like went by her house, and like my plane might have been leaving at like 9 o'clock. And Abby was like, well, I'm going out with my friends, but stay here and like leave from here and see, like, you know, I never meet her in my life. It was just like the acts of kindness. I just love my girl Abby. So my calendar can't be complete without my girl, my ace boom coon, Abby Maria.
Yes, yes. She's dope, man. I met her at Hearts. And yeah, she was out there.
She went this year.
She went this year. I was able to meet one of my Survivor legends. And yeah.
Yes.
She was killing the game out there too.
We love Abby. We love all of the ladies that have participated in my calendar. It's such an honor to have the Bryce Isaiah 2020 Hot Girl Summer Calendar. And it is available for purchase now. Click the link in my bio. And also, by popular demand, you guys wanted it. I have my Bryce Isaiah 2020 Zaddy Calendar back in stock now. So listen, all of y'all that did not get it because they were selling like hotcakes, I'm telling you now, get it now. And y'all better get your Hot Girl Summer. The fellas, I didn't forget about you. I'm coming back for all of you. So I hope you guys had fun. A little crazy. A little longer than I wanted, because dealing with this fool, he always got his shenanigans. But I also just wanted to give a whole warm-hearted, Wendell, thank you for coming on, you know, to our, you know, our chart-topping podcast. Being our first guest here, we're truly, truly honored. You are a legend in your own right in the game. You know, got to give respect where respect is due.
Respect.
You are the winner of Ghost Island, and you are the, I mean, one of the most biggest accomplishments in your life is to be the two-time Zaddy Calendar Life Attorney.
Hey, now.
You know
I'm saying? Hey.
So, real quick before you go, I did notice that you are going on tour. Beav is going on tour to Atlanta. What's popping
with
that?
Yes. So, Beav Unlimited, my furniture company, we are going to Atlanta. We're doing our fall tour, which we do every year.
Oh.
We will be delivering from Philadelphia down to Atlanta. Every city, every state that we pass through, we will do deliveries. We have reduced fees for any orders for the delivery and install fee. If you want to order anything, please hit us up.
So they can order, like, they can order the planter pots.
Planters. We have anything. We're delivering a bar to Atlanta. Oh. We have a coffee table going down there.
A coffee table for international, international delight. Now, wait a minute, real quick. Let me tell y'all, friend alert, because you know sometimes I question whether or not Wendell really is my friend. So when I got, you know, arrived to the podcast station, you know, he had a little bag, was bringing stuff, and so I go look in the refrigerator and I said, huh, is that coffee creamer? Why Wendell bringing international southern pecan creamer to the studio? Look at God. But seriously, guys, Wendell's going on tour with Beav. If you have not seen on his latest Instagram, he's got a basketball court. He's literally made a basketball net, not a court. That's the Tito's.
Let's call it a hoop.
A hoop.
A backboard hoop.
Okay. And you know, friend of the show, my mom, Barb, you know, she listening to Retire Life. You know, for Mother's Day, I gifted her a Beav planter. And my mom was so excited. She like went out and bought a whole table. She set it up. So if you guys need planners, you need desks, you need a bed. Hoop,
hashtag,
bed.
Hashtag, let's talk about your bed.
Oh, I could talk about, well, you know what, that's a different podcast.
No, thank you.
Different show.
No,
but definitely, guys, if anybody from the Philly down to the Atlanta area are looking for something exclusive for Beav, make sure you check him out. We are so honored to have Wendell. Make sure you guys follow Wendell on Twitter and Instagram, Wendell Holland, and make sure you follow his business page, Unlimited Beav, to get all your Beav needs. And sometimes you can check me out in the shop. I do be up in there. Okay, I did post a photo with a mask on. I was doing work.
I don't know about that.
But thank you so much, Wendell, for coming through. And y'all already know what time it is. Okay. And wait, Wendell, real quick, before we leave.
Baby boy.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. podcast is trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.